Chapter 4 Working with Agents. Starting out in real estate investing is just like starting out in anything else. Because it's all new, at first you're going to be at a disadvantage. You won't know the area, the way deals are constructed, what to expect in the paperwork, and so on. That's why I suggest that first-time investors do not go it alone. Listening to a book like this will certainly help get you up to speed on how things are done. However, for advice on your specific location and on specific deals that you're considering, you need a professional. In short, you need a real estate agent. How do I find an agent I can trust? Everyone who buys or sells property asks himself or herself this question. However, the question takes on a slightly different meaning for an investor. You not only want an agent who is trustworthy in the sense of looking out for your interests, someone who is straightforward and honest, but you also want an agent who has experience you can trust. This means someone who has been in the business a long time, who has seen it all, who can advise you not just on buying a home, but on investing as well. Where do you find this person? Actually, agents who fit that description do exist, and in almost every nook and cranny in the country. However, you may need to separate the wheat from the chaff. While the majority of agents come into the business for a few years to try their hand, only a relative few stick it out for decades and make a career of selling real estate. Nevertheless, every town does have some of these career real estate people. Traditionally, an agent with so much experience would be found in a one-person office. You could simply ask other agents which of the local agents have been around the longest, or you could call the local real estate board and see if they will tell you which brokerage has the greatest longevity. However, in today's world, most successful real estate people have gone under the umbrella of a national company such as Coldwell Banker, Century 21, REMAX, or Prudential. This is particularly the case in larger metropolitan areas. In these markets, it is harder, but not impossible, to identify the type of agent you're looking for. First, a word about the type of agent you want to avoid. Many highly successful agents today have a very high profile in the community. They sell a lot of properties, often very high-priced ones, and they make no bones about telling everyone of their success. You can see their ads popping up on shopping carts and grocery stores, before the movies start in theaters, and in local magazines and newspapers. Typically, they say something like, "Number one agent in the community," or "Sold over $1 million in homes last year," or "Top producers." Today, many agents are working as a team, husband and wife, or just partners, so you'll see two faces on the ad. All of this means that this agent sells a lot of properties and makes a lot of money. But how much they make shouldn't interest you. This is not to say you're looking for agents who don't sell. Rather, it's that you're looking for an agent who will take the time to work with you to find just the right property. My experience is that too many of these hot agents just churn and burn. They hop from prospect to prospect, and if you don't buy within the first showing or two, they'll dump you and move on. After all, they have a certain volume of sales to maintain. Indeed, one hot agent I know tells his clients as soon as he meets them that he's not only the number one agent in his area, but he is also capable of finding the right house for them on their second trip looking. The first trip, he says, is to let him determine just what they want. If they don't buy, or at least make an offer on that second trip, then they aren't really sincere. Indeed, he tells them that unless they buy then, they are wasting his time. He goes to great lengths to make the potential buyers feel guilty for not purchasing. If people don't, in fact, buy, he dumps them and moves on. There are plenty of buyers, he says. Why waste time on those who won't act immediately? Needless to say, he sells a lot of properties and makes a lot of money. But I can't help wondering if his clients really get what they want. Further, I wonder how well he would serve an investor who wants all sorts of additional information, such as the amount a house could rent for, how good the tenant base is in the area, and so on. As an investor, you don't want this type of agent. You don't want to be the victim of someone who processes real estate buyers in haste, whose eye is riveted to his or her bottom line. Rather, you want someone who is successful enough to have the time to invest in his or her clients, who is willing to take as much time as necessary to help them, and who is determined to get for them just what they want. Typically, the right agent for a beginning investor will be someone who's been in the business long enough to become financially secure, a career agent. Ideally, this person should own investment properties on his or her own, so that he or she knows what it is to invest and to be a landlord. Further, this person should have enough income from his or her own investments that he or she doesn't need to churn and burn to turn over prospects quickly in order to maintain a high volume and a high income just from sales. That means that the right agent will probably have the following profile.